My name is Kelly Wagner-Grohl. I'm the Director of Innovation and Member Experience at the Credit Union of Colorado. I'm coming to you from Denver, Colorado, as I look across the landscape of our beautiful Capitol building. I'm very excited and grateful to have been included in this Innovator Connect portion of the virtual summit. I'm excited to share our insights and successes from this year as we painted our innovation journey. My hope is you will take away an aha, just as I did when I took on months of research and white paper, blogs, podcasts, and interviews of organizations and support groups, which include those of the innovative mind and spaces that support our efforts. I am hopeful some of our key actions might be able to assist you if you're just beginning on your journey, as we did just a short 18 months ago. Now, the financial service industry has deep roots in tradition, consistency, safety, and we certainly pride ourselves in the safe and conservative space of keeping our members' money safe and secure. So, pretty much a complete opposite definition of that of a traditional innovative organization. Now, this certainly proposes a specific problem, as the financial industry is at a key tipping point. You either disrupt or you get disruptive. As startups and non-traditional fintech mine for new ways to introduce services and products to our members and push up the consumer's expectation of instant gratification or satisfaction, it was no surprise that our executive leadership started to ask the question, how are we going to continue to become relevant for our members? How are we going to respond to the rapidly growing expectations of our members today and in the future? We really wanted to be able to answer that the credit union will be able to continue to serve our members well, with security and consistency, while also moving more quickly, considering how business model changes and product and services channels could be explored. So let me take you on our journey. We began about 18 months ago and started with a very intimidating, stark white blank canvas of what our innovation story was going to become. It was exhilarating and daunting, fascinating and intimidating. Well, we ramped up and looked at what exactly our canvas was going to be. It was certainly clear that two things need to be defined right off the bat. What will innovation mean to the Credit Union of Colorado, and how will we define innovative progress? So as we begin to explore and create an idea around what innovation was going to mean to us, we settled on a collaborative definition. Credit Union Colorado will define innovation as a cultural mindset that supports new ideas, fosters experimentation, and drives continuous improvement to deliver member value. Now, this definition will guide and has guided our actions, behaviors, and attitudes. So for us, this was one of our first game changers. From there, we hit the books, literally and digitally. We stumbled across Soren Kaplan's Invisible Advantage series and quickly identified with his innovation portfolio strategy. This strategy has three key metrics to consider: incremental, sustaining, and disruptive innovations. So let's break down this model. Mr. Kaplan shares that 70% of our time within this model would be spent on incremental innovation. This means that efforts around small changes in process, product, services, and strategy would be well suited. Next was sustaining innovation. This is where we would spend 20% of our time on major advances within the financial services space and focus on key advances in the core business for existing members and markets. Think of it as next generation thinking. Finally, the last 10% of our time would be allocated towards what he's termed disruptive innovation. This is where you focus on breakthrough, game-changing biz model, changes and disruption, product and services which could disrupt the work or services that you're offering to your members or customers. Now, this model allowed us to focus our resources, talents, and time in a way which we could measure the outputs based on each category. For us, defining this methodology and this tool from the Kaplan Invisible Advantage was really able to say our second game changer. Next, you might be thinking to yourself, wow, there's a lot of work to be done here. You have to put that innovation definition into action. You then need to support it along the way with the tenets of the innovation portfolio, and you have to figure out how to do it. So we started scratching up some simple strategic tenets, which ended up becoming extremely helpful, almost as a to-do list, as we conquered the next 16 months ahead. We landed on three key tenets that would ultimately create the scope of success. Those were, we would believe in ideation, education, and supporting our internal talent from an innovation perspective. So to break those down a little bit further, under ideation, we would successfully manage idea generation to successfully navigate ideas from our employees through our organization and ensured we adopted a strong R&D methodology. We also knew that we had to create an education nook, which would allow us to create valuable tools and learning resources, which would support our innovation, education, and integration exercises. And finally, we had to do something with this awesome, amazing internal talent that we have, where we would leverage our people by sustaining employee engagement and continuing support of our innovation-minded culture. That was going to be a little easier said than done, but we'll get to that in a moment. So as we went down this journey, let me give you a bit more color and scale as to how we approach these three tenets of success. So as I do in most things, I'm going to start with the last tenet and work backwards. So starting with our employees. Our employees truly are the greatest superheroes, strength that we have at the credit union. They're the differentiators. They're the reason why we're successful. We know that we need to leverage their minds and talents as they're closest to our members. They know the opportunities we have. They have the ability to create and think of clear or better ways of doing processes, and also the ability to say as consumers, they wish things were different. A key opportunity we created was something that we called the Innovation Ambassador Program. This consists of 15 of some of our greatest, brightest minds that come in by yearly waves and learn design thinking methodology. They are able to test and play with future concepts and needs and use empathy to define problem statements and make innovative recommendation within documented business cases. We use the Kaplan portfolio strategy that we spoke about just a few moments ago to place them into teams to work on each of those categories. One works on incremental, one works on sustaining, and one team works on disruptive. So here we have these super talented individuals, but we needed a broader platform to educate and uptrain innovation more than just thinking it was some huge elephant that had to be eaten all in one bite. We wanted to take the elephant and break it into smaller bite-sized pieces. So we built our education platform, and here's how we did it. We created an ideation and design thinking courses for our employees to join in person or also available on demand to be able to self-serve, including those of innovation blogs, articles, books, and resources that they could click on to learn more about and build their own individual muscle. This also included the creation of our innovation core competency, which all of our employees are held accountable to on each of their annual review experiences. So after we did that, we took a look and said, all right, we've got great team members, we've got some structure and foundation. How are we going to start thinking and doing differently? We started a program called our iExplore Tours. This is where we take 10 to 12 people from our organization that includes everything from our executive level all the way down to new hires. And we set up these unique cross-pollinating tours at some of Denver's greatest fintech startups. We mesh around with innovative thought leaders, and we explore other new business models in our own backyard. The sessions include going on-site at these locations, learning from them, create new relationships, and support something that we termed intentional collision. I love this phrase. It's so simple but powerful. Think of it like this. If we can cross paths with those which we maybe would not normally have intersected with and can learn something from each other, a new synergy that was never intended to happen begins. There's new thoughts, new engagements, new lessons, and in the end, each of us could make our businesses better based on meeting these people. Our iExplore tours have been widely successful, and we found these education-based experiences are not rooted in just finding new vendors or software, but actually in supporting the world and the culture of idea sharing and storytelling, which is really a part of all of our DNA. Example, we visited a really cool co-working space that allowed us to see how we could take some of their concepts and apply them to our own common spaces, and allowed us to look at some new technology that we would not normally have been exposed to. So as we came across now the second tenet of our journey, we really needed to be able to wrap up and start to think about how we were going to ideate differently. We had folks out in the field learning and doing things differently. We had our team members, a part of our ambassador program. We were providing education. We needed a tool to be able to wrap this all up and be able to leverage new thoughts. So we adopted IdeaScale's ideation generation platform. This was launched by a team of our emerging leaders, and it has allowed us to gather 450 unique ideas from our 345 employees over the last 18 months. This tool has allowed us to commit to being a culture of ideation that values and supports and recognizes those innovative thinkers and ideators. We use crowdsourcing in order to problem solve more quickly, more easily, and more visibly for our team members. Now, we are certainly so very proud of the work Credit Union Colorado has been able to accomplish over the past 18 months and are looking forward to great things in 2020. We've been back hitting the books, learning again, and have found some key 2020 objectives that we think are valuable for any industry. Consider how you might leverage your employees and your customers or your members. Let them be part of the conversation by ideating, testing prototypes, and giving you feedback on the journey. I can't wait to start interacting with our members and hearing more about the things they need directly as we begin to continue to ideate and change the future of Credit Union of Colorado. Number two, be willing to try three new things that you may not normally have tried before. Celebrate. Literally have a 15-minute funeral party for a concept which did not go according to plan. Then pivot, learn, and try again. I dare you. You'll have a great time. You'll learn to fail faster and be able to also celebrate this bigger successes based on the failures. So finally, find ways to have fun. Keep those blank, stark white canvases that certainly I was afraid of at first. Put them in your break rooms. Put them in your conference rooms. Hang them on the wall. Write key statements like, what does 2025 look like? Describe an innovator and why are they an innovator? What's one thing you should never do at this organization? You want to try to inspire thinking and doing differently and being able to be surprised by the outcomes that what one might think is a horrible idea becomes your next big idea. We want to thank Innovate Connect for the opportunity to share with you our journey. We hope that you've gained one small tidbit from our journey and that you have a wonderful 2020. Happy innovating!